in Brachis. The Chidushi Aror raises the same question that the Rosh raised. Why did Rabbi Yudeh have to resort to Amen? Without Amen, Shemei Akeine, without Amen. So what does the Rosh say? No, he had to resort to Amen. Because Rav Chonah bar Bitoye was not Mechuyev. And in order to apply the Aloch of Shemei Akeine, he is Mechuyev Bidavar. So then the question arises, but Yotameitzi, even though right now he's not Mechuyev, but since in general he's Mechuyev in that mitzvah, except that he was not subjected to the circumstances that require him to say Birkas Hageimu. So Memele Mitzat Kol Yisrael Arim Zawazeh, so he's considered Mechuyev Bidavar, because he's responsible also for the fulfillment by Rav Yudeh. By Rav Yudeh. So the Rosh Hiti is that here we don't apply the concept of Amis. The Rosh has the same kashe. Why did Rav Yudeh have to resort to Amen? So the Rosh gives a very simple Taratzinach Hanami. He didn't have to resort to Amen. But, so why does Gemara ask, but he didn't answer Amen? Because there is a loche that when one hears a broche, the Chatchila has to say Amen. So, and the Makshin didn't know that Rav Yudeh said Amen. So the Makshin asked, he didn't say Amen. So, in other words, not because this is indispensable towards the fulfillment of Birkas HaGemul. He would be Eitzel with Birkas HaGemul even without Amen. But the Makshin didn't know that Rav Yudeh answered Amen. So the Makshin asked, why didn't he answer Amen? There is a loche that when you hear a broche, even on somebody else, you have to answer Amen. So why didn't? So he said he answered Amen. But in Achaname, the Amen was not merely kuve, even without the Amen. So the Rosh says he would be Eitzel. He would be Eitzel. So why? Because of Kol Yisrael Arevit. But the time of the Rosh is, how could we apply the Aloch of Shemei Akeine? But it has to be Mechuyev Bidavar. So the Shita of the Rosh in Broches and the Reef is, because Kol Yisrael Arevit Zelazeh. So what does it make any difference whether he already made Kiddush and he ate the Sudeh, then he comes home, so he recites the Kiddush again in order to mate his wife, even though he himself is not Mechuyev personally in Kiddush, he already was Yetzi Kiddush. Or, let's say like Chachone Bar Bitoye, he hadn't been ill, so he didn't have personally to say Birkas HaGemul. But suppose he would become ill, and he would recover, he would also be Mechuyev. So he's also Mechuyev in that mitzvah generally. And since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, so it means he's Mechuyev Bidavar now. He's Mechuyev to say the broche in order to make sure that Rav Yudeh will be Mekayim the chiyuv of saying Birkas Hagemul. That's the shita of the Rosh. And the reason is why Rav Yudeh said Amen, because he have to say Amen. And Gemara only has the kashe because the Gemara thought that he didn't say Amen. So Gemara asked, he didn't say Amen. So the Gemara said he did say Amen, but in Achaname he would be Eitzel Birkas HaGemul on the basis of Shemei Akeine, even if he didn't say Amen. That's the shite of the Rosh. What is the shite? So apparently the shite of the Rosh is that since in Arves Imamim we have two types of Arves, we have an Orev, a regular Orev. So in respect to regular Orev, he is only secondarily liable. And lo yifram in oref tchilo. And then we have another type of an oref kablin, who is primarily liable, and he can collect, and the malbe can collect from the oref kablin, even if he's in a position to collect from the debtor himself. So the shita of the Rosh is that the tzosakosuf of ikosh liish beochiv implies a concept of spiritual arves of the nature of oref kablin. Mashein kin the Rosh. The Rosh holds the Gzeras HaKosuf or Bikosh Luish Biochiv implies only a concept of spiritual arves in the nature of regular arves, not Orev Kablan. And what is regular arves? Regular arves means if the debtor, who is primarily liable, can't pay up the debt, then the Orev is obligated to pay up the debt. But as long as the debtor himself is in a position to fulfill his obligation, then the surety is not obligated, is not responsible to discharge the debt of the debtor. So here too, because liish biochiv, so that means every Jew is mechuyev to make sure that the other Jew will fulfill his mitzvahs. Now, but it's regular Arvis. So it's analogous to the Aloche of the Pora Minor of Trilo. So Mele, the Rabbi Kvei, the Rosh, as the Kashe, the Rosh as the Kashe, why did Rav Yud have to resort to Omein without Omein on the basis of Shemiah Keine, he should be able to be Eitzein. Now, there is the tour in Simen Reisha in Gimel. With that we'll understand the Halacha that the tour in Simen Reisha in Gimel mentions. The tour in Simen Reisha in Gimel says, in the name of the Halacha Zdeles, that if somebody made Kiddush, so the Halacha is, and then he comes home, and so he can say Kiddush again to be made to his wife, the Bnevayis. So the Halacha Zdeles says, that's only if the wife or the Bnevayis of the person are not keen, they cannot make Kiddush themselves, they cannot. But if the wife and the Bnevayis of the Balabais are keen themselves, they can recite the Kiddush, they can take a siddur and say the Kiddush themselves. So Allah has dealers. So the Torah in Simar Eshan Gimel says, the name of Allah has dealers, Allah has dealers says, then the Balabais cannot say the Kiddush again. It's only when he's in any book, when he cannot, when the Nebais cannot, they're not keen. So what is the Shita Allah has dealers? The Shita Allah has dealers is, and they are the Shenim Achelik, and Allah has dealers. And they say that if the Balabais recited Kiddush Yishur and he ate there, it was Nahum Sube, then he comes home. So, and he has to be made to the Nebais so he can recite the Kiddush, even though the wife and the Nebais are keen, they can do it themselves, still because of Kol Yisroel Arivim Zelazeh. So Yotomeitzi, what's the machlokes between Aloch Hazdilas and the other Rishonim? It's on this point. In other words, the Aloch Hazdilas Shita is that the Aloch of Kol Yisroel Arivim Zelazeh, that every Jew is spiritually liable. It's a real harvest. Just as there is a monetary responsibility in the case of Orev, Imomenes, a surety, so he's liable. So every Jew is spiritually liable to make sure that every other Jew will be mekayim his mitzvahs. A Jew is mechuyev to make kiddush, so it's the responsibility of the husband. It doesn't have to be a husband. So that to make sure that she will fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, and according to the other Rishonim, not Aloch HaZeiles, so the nature of this arves of Kol Yisroel Arivim Zelazeh is analogous to the arves of Orev Kablan. So even if the debtor himself can pay, he's still liable. So here too, even though his wife can say the Kiddush herself, he's still Orev Bader. And Aloch HaZeiles Shita is, no, Kol Yisroel Arivim Zelazeh, he's mechuyev, he's obligated to make sure that his wife or any other Jew or Jewess will be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush if he or she cannot by himself or by herself do it, because there ain't a baki. But if he's a baki, so he put him in Orev Trilo. That's the machlekes. Anyway, so the shite of the Rosh is like the shite of the Aloch HaZeiles. Aloch HaZeiles. So that's the Teretz. Now, the question is against Rabbi Kveia. Why does Rabbi Kveia say, Rabbi Kveia has the same kasha against the Rosh? Why does the Rosh say that the reason is to why? The reason is to why he had to, the reason is to why Rav Yehude had to resort to Omein, because Rav Chone was not Mechuyev with Omein. And we cannot apply the law of Shemiah Kein, only if the person who recites the broche is mechuyev b'dovor, but Yotzei Meitzi, he's still not mechuyev b'dovor anymore. The answer is because of arves. So here also arves. So why did he have to resort to Amen? So the Rosh says because Rav Chone bar Bitoye was himself not mechuyev b'dovor. So the question is, but the halacha is that even if he's Yotzei Meitzi, so even though he's not mechuyev b'dovor anymore, so why should this be different than the case of Yotzei Meitzi? So the answer is, whatever Rabbi Kveiga means, the plain teretz on that kashi is because Rabbi Yehuda certainly was a baki, he didn't have to resort to Shemiah Keine. He was able to say the broche, Hagim l'chayovim tevis, shegmulani kotei. So Memele, that the Rosh Shite is like the Aloch HaZeiles. that we only say Yotzameitzi to be Meitzi or anybody, but to be Meitzi Boki, we don't say Yotzameitzi, because the harvest is an harvest in the nature of a regular harvest, not in the nature of Oref Tadlen. So Mimele here too, without Tomei, he couldn't be Eitze on the basis of Shemei Akeine, because Kol Yisrael Arinum Zelazeh. After all, Rav Yudah can himself say the broche. Why should he rely on Shemeya? Why should he rely on Shemeya Keine? Why should he rely on Shemeya Keine? So that is the plain teretz. That is the plain teretz and the Rosh. Now, so then there is no kashe from the Gemara. There is no kashe from the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara says, because it's not that the halacha of Arves is based upon Omi. Arves is not based upon Omi, but Arves is without Omi. But in that particular case where Rav Yudah himself was Iboki, so Memele, according to the Bahak Shite, we do not say Yotzameitzi if he's Iboki. Only Yotzameitzi and any Iboki, but not a Iboki. And when the Gemara says, so it also means, according to Halachas Deilas, only to be Meitzi with Halal and Megillah, someone who is not Iboki, but Enoch Name, according to Halachas Deilas, if somebody is Iboki, so another person who already read the Megillah cannot read the Megillah again. He can, but he will not be Meitzi. The other person who still has to be Mikayim, if the other person can read the Megillah himself. But in the case where it's in Boki, so then on the basis of Alves, so we say Yotzamit. So in other words, so that means that's the Machlekes Rishenim. That's the Machlekes Rishenim between the Halachas Deilas and the Rosh on one hand, and the Ro and the Rif, Daf Nun Dalet in Broches, and the other Rishenim Wachelik in Simen Reisha and Gimel and the Bahak Shite, and there it's mentioned the Rishenim Wachelik and the Bahak, and we say that if the husband made already Kiddush and already ate the Sudeh in the Beis HaKnesses, then he comes home, he can make Kiddush again to be made to his wife, his Nibayis, even though his wife and Nibayis are him. So the same Achlekes. The question is whether the Arves of Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh is in the nature, partakes of the nature of regular Arves, there's the Shita of the Bahag and the Rosh, or it partakes of the nature of Oref Kablet. So Mimele, that's the Shita of the Rosh. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, and I'm coming to the point that my father, Zechen Roche, mentioned half an hour before his Ptire, 43 years ago. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chuftes, and that Gemara of Yotzameitzi, בקרישמה ותפילה אין המייצה סבוקי, כי דקום עתיים בירושלמה, בדינו שיקור אחד ואחד משנן בפיו, ושיקור אחד מבקש רחמים על עצמי, וחיין בכל ברכי של שווח, that means ברכי שווח וידוי, אף על פי שיוצא מייצה. So the Ritva says that ברכי שווח וידוי. Now the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in respect to Birkas Hanani, that when is there aloche of Shemeya Keine, in other words, Ayit Ruvein Itzpas and Shimon Itzpas, and they are both Gevei Asude. So Ruvein has to say, Amitzelachem Noretz, because he is eating pas. And Shimon has to say, Amitzelachem Noretz, because Shimon is eating pas. So then the aloche is, Ruvein can say, Amitzelachem Noretz, be mechaven to the Meitzi Shimon, and Shimon is mechaven to be Yeitze, with the Birkas Ameitzi by Ruvein, and Shimon is Yeitze. But suppose Shimon washes, and Ruvein doesn't want to eat. He doesn't wash. So, and but Shimon is not a London. He doesn't know how to say the Brocha of Ameitzi. So Shimon asks Ruvein to say the Birkas Ameitzi for him. So by Birkas Hanani, he has to be Mechuyeh Bidova. If he's not Mechuyeh Bidova, not. Masheinkim by Birkas Hamitzveh, let's say, I already put on tefillin. Then another Jew is putting on tefillin, but he doesn't know how to say the Brocha. So I am allowed to say the broche of Loniach Tfilm or Mitzvah Tfilm in order to be Meitzi, the other Jew who is putting on Tfilm. Even though I'm not putting on Tfilm now, I'm not Mechuyev in that Birkas HaMitzvah now for myself, but because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zolazeh. So I'm considered Mechuyev Vidovo. I am responsible for his Mitzvah also, not only for my Mitzvah. So why is there a distinction between Birkas Hanani and Birkas HaMitzvah? So the Gemara says, because Birkas HaMitzvah is a must. It's an imperative. He cannot say, all right, so I won't say the broche. He has to say the broche. Masha'im kim Birkas Hanani. He doesn't have to eat. If he eats, he has to say a broche. But he can refrain from eating. So it's not an imperative. It's not a must. So maybe there is no arves. Arves applies only to something that is imperative. It's a must. But Birkas Hanani, let him not eat now. So Memele, why should I be a surety for the Birkas Ameitzi Lechem in Oretz of the other Jew? Let the other Jew not eat now. I am not a surety. That's what the Gemara says. So by Birkas HaMitzvah is a must. He cannot avoid it. So Memele, there is always. Birkas Hanani is not a must. He can avoid it. The other Jew can avoid it. So Memele, there is no always. How about Birkas Shvach Vidoy? So the Ritva says here in Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva says here in Rosh Hashanah, so he says, V'chein b'chol broche shol shvach, af al pish yotza meitzi. And it's mashma from the Pashtus Haloshen of the Ritva, even without him. There is a loche of Shemei Akeine, of yotza meitzi, in respect to all the broches of shvach vidoy. That's the shita of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Now let's see the shite of the Rav Amiri. The shite of the Rav Amiri in two places. In Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkot. First let's see the Rav Amiri in Rosh Hashanah. On the same sugya where the Ritzvah says, Birke Shvach Vidoye. So we say Shemei Akeine, even Yotzo is Meitzi, is analogous to Birkas HaMitzvah. So the Miri in Rosh Hashanah is Chelosh. Ma Shebi'an, Shekol Sheni Mechuyev Vidovo, in Meitzi Esarabim, כבון הסדבורים הוא כל שני מחויב מצד גופי אבל מי שחיוב אמיץ והוטלו אלו שיוצאו ידו חיבוסים ממנו מייצי עשה אחר שאף על פי שיוצאו ידי עצמי עדיין הוא הורי בשל חברי שלא יוצאו עדיין במה דבורים אמורים בברכס חיבו רוצה להם הברכס המצווה שמזבור זה שייצא לחברי וחברי יישא המצווה לפי עניין המצווה אם תקיע שיפר הוא it ki a shefer o ze shi yotz mi vorach mit zeh khavere vit ki ve kya ve khavere shmeya im lu refu ze mi vorach ze neite vi khoim bi kol mal tsad in a mitze aber bir ka sanenin ki na mitze u bir pri a gofen u bir ka sapir is bir ka sarya vi khim kol pro bir ka sanenin in odo mi vorach mit zeh khavere she bir ka sanenin in khim o misadat mi she vi nischai ve khim vi shis lo riach who forces him to eat now and to drink. He can refrain from eating. So Mele, I am not Torev, Badin. So, Elo she'achah she'rit le'ane, yisorg le'voreich, b'pnei she'oso le'ane yisminu eilam b'le'boche, v'yiro le'voreich le'anene, v'le'nasech haveri orem, al ma'a, שחיו בחוסי בו מצד של רצל אניס ויהיו כך בברוכס אלו אם לא יוצא ורצל אוסיס לעצמי מייצא אחר ממי if he himself has to say the ברוכה for himself he can be made to somebody else ואם יוצא אין המייצ then he says בירקס תפילו ובירקס שבח וידויה כל המידויה וריצו הם ומתחכך אף על פי שאין חייבו אינו דום מייצא אס חברה מהן so So the Rav Amir says that Birkas Tfile, so there is no halacha of Yotza Meitzi, except in Minyan and in Pekin, so then they can be Yotza with the Tfile of the Shliach Tzibur. It's a special halacha in Tfile. But the general din of Shemei Akeine doesn't require a Minyan. Shemei Akeine, one Jew, says the Broch and is made to somebody else here. In order to be meitzi and any boki, so there has to be a minyan, a shliach tzibur. So the tefillah of Kilvom is meitzi. The tefillah of Kilvom is meitzi. The tefillah belachash of the any boki. So it's a special halach in tefillah. But the general din of shemei keine doesn't apply to tefillah. That's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there are two things where we don't apply the concept of shemei keine. One is kriyashma. Because bidinu shekol echod ve'echod yikabel u'malchus shemayim ve'atzmi. Because the essence of Kriya Shema is kabolas u'malchus shemayim. So mele the halacha of Shemei Akeinu doesn't apply. Because every Jew has to be mikabel u'malchus shemayim by himself. And not rely on the shnie from somebody else. And then the Yerushalmi says there's another exception. Tefillah. Because bidinu shekol echod ve'echod yiyeh mivakish rachmi latzmi. Because the essence of tefillah is rachmi. Rachmi. So mele is not shayach to say Shemei Akeinu. So the Miri says, birka shvach ve'idoye, the halacha of Shemei Akeinu doesn't apply. Birka shvach ve'idoye, the halacha of Shemei Akeinu doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? The halacha of Shemei Akeine, so he says, because Birka Shvach Vidoye is analogous to Tefillah. So we have to understand. I mean, what kind of Yisrael is it? Why is it analogous to Tefillah? Tefillah is Rachme, but Birka Shvach Vidoye, what is Birka Sidoye? Asher Yotzar is a Birka Sadoye, and Birka Sagemel is a Birka Sadoye. All the broches enumerated in the Mishnah in Perek Horei are Birkas Hidoye. So according to the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, so not only do we apply the general din of Shemei Akeine, but we even apply the din of Arves, that even Yotzo is Meitzi. According to the Rav Amiri, the Rav Amiri is at the opposite pole of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, and according to him, not only don't we apply the concept of Arves, Ligabei, but even if he is mechuyev himself in the Brach. Now the Rosh, so the Rav Amir Shita is not the same Shita as the Rosh. Because the Rosh says in so many words that the only reason as why Rav Yehuda had to resort to Omein because Rav Chone Bar Ditoye had not been ill and recovered. The implication being that if Rav Chone Bar Ditoye had himself been ill and he also had recovered, and he would say the bracha of Birkas Hagemel, and then Rav Yehuda would listen. So even without Omen, would be Yetzi. But Rav Chone was not ill, so Memele, so he cannot apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. Mashein ken demiri, even if Rav Chone Bar Ditoye had been ill, we still couldn't apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. As a matter of fact, the Shita Mekubetzes in Broches and that Gemara of Rav Yud and Rav Chone Bar Ditoye, so he mentions 2 days. One day is over there, so Rav Chone Bar Ditoye and Rabbonon, they recited the Broche of Birkas Hagemel and the recovery of Rav Yud. But suppose Rav Chone Bar Ditoye had been ill and recovered, and he would recite the broche on his own recovery, and Rav Yehuda would hear that and would be mechaven to be yetze. So then the Gemara doesn't discuss that, but the Rosh said, the Rosh in the Torah, they say in so many words that that he still would be Eitzel, and he wouldn't even have to rely on him, he wouldn't have to resort on him. And so on, Loshin Shinigobetzis is that if Rav Chone Bar Ditoy had himself been ill and he had recovered, and he would say the Brocha of Birkas Hagemel, so he could be made Rav Yudeh. And other Loshin Shinigobetzis in Broches is that only here he was Yetzei, because the same Broche was recited by Rav Chone Bar Ditoye on the recovery of Rav Yudeh. Mashenke, if Rav Chone Bar Ditoye had himself been ill, and he would recite the Broche on his own recovery, and Rav Yudeh would be mechaving to be Yetzei with that Broche because he is also Mechuyev, then he wouldn't be Yetzei. He wouldn't be Yetzei. Why? So the other Loshin Shinigobetzis apparently agrees with the Shita of the Rav Amiri that in regard to Birkas Shvach Veidoye, we don't apply the Aloche of Shemei Akeine altogether, even if he's Mechoyev Idol. Let's say, according to the Rav Amiri, suppose Reuven and Shimon, they both had to wash their hands, and they are both mechuyev to say Asher Yotzar. That's a Birkas Idoye. I'm mentioning that example because that was the thing that my father Zecheinu Livracha discussed half an hour before his p'tira. So Asher Yotzar is a Birkas Idoye. So Reuven and Shimon both wash their hands, and they are both mechuyev to say Asher Yotzar. And Reuven would say Asher Yotzar. Reuven is mechuyev in the broche for himself, and Shimon would be mechaven to be yetze with the broche of Asher Yotzar with Birkas Idoye. So of course, according to the Ritva, of course Shimon would be Eitze. Even if Reuven wouldn't have to wash his hands, he wouldn't be Mechuyev. But on the basis of Arves, Reuven could say the Broche of Asher Yotzar and be Meitzi Shimon, even though he himself doesn't have to wash his hands. So, and according to the Miri, even if Reuven also washed his hands, he couldn't be Meitzi Shimon. Why? Because Birkas Idoye, according to the Rav Amiri, are analogous to tefillin, just as the Yerushalmi says in respect to tefillin, bidinu sheikol echod veechod givakish rachmal atzmei. So bidinu sheikol echod veechod mivorer beatzmei birkash vachmal. You have to understand what's the shaykhas. Tefillin is rachmin, so rachmin bakoshes, so we cannot rely on shemei kein. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But what application does it have to birkash vachmidoi? So that's one mirror. Now, the other mirror, I just mentioned before I started the shiur that one of the reasons as to why I decided to give the shiur on this inyan, because half an hour before my father's p'tire, so he said something in connection with Birkas Idoye, with Birkas Hagemo. It was before sunrise, Gimel Shvat, Friday morning, and everybody was in the hospital, and my father had to wash the hands. At first he said to me, it's very difficult for him to say the Brocha Asher Yotzar. I should say the Brocha Asher Yotzar, and he'll answer on me. And then he changed his mind. He said, no. Rosh Hashanah Daf Choftes is Do Hashite. As Birkas Idoye is Nitokin Aloche from Shemei Akeine, Afilo Omin Helfit. That's what he said. Half an hour before Zephir. So then he asked me to say it, and he repeated, even though it was difficult for him to talk. So he repeated every word of the Asher Yotzar. That was the last words that he spoke before his Ptire. Half an hour before his Ptire. All right. So in other words, then, later on, I delved into the Indian. I didn't even know what this was all about at that time. So, but then I delved into the Indian, so I found out that Machlekes Vashenim, between the Machlekes, between the Ritva, and the Rav Amir. So we have to understand the Rav Amir. What does the Rav Amir mean? He says, Birka Shvach Vidoi is analogous to Tefillah. What's the equation between Tfilo and Birka Shvach Vidoi? Tfilo, so the Yerushalmi says, Bidinu sheikol echod veechod yivakesh rachmim al atzmei. But Shvach Vidoi, Asher Yotzar, or Birkas Hagemil, that's not rachmim. But we have another mirror where he says this, where he expresses this, a similar concept. That's in Rosh Hashanah. Not Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkot. I mentioned the Mishneh in Sukkah Daf Lametches. Misha yo eved o isha oy kotten makrinei say ene achreyen mashinemrim. So if an eved or an isha reads before him the Hallel, says the Hallel, and he repeats word after word, word after word, he repeats what the makri says. The makri says halukyo, so he repeats halukyo. Avd Hashem, so he repeats Avd Hashem. He says every word. So of course he's Yetze. I mean, he's saying it himself, but he just serves like a siddur. So the makri is like a siddur. So he's able to repeat. So in achrei mashinemri, so he's Yetze. Even though the makri is an isho and an isho is p'tur of halal, but he himself says the halal. But still, the Mishnah says v'tovel miro. So, but still, woe unto him that he himself cannot say the Hallel, but his wife or his children have to help him out and say every word. So that shows that he didn't learn. All right, but he, of course he's Yetze because he repeats every word. Im hoyo godil mikarei say, suppose a man, a godil, reads, says it, and he listens, so then he doesn't have to repeat every word in order to be Yetze. But he just has to answer, halukyo. Halukyo. What is halukyo? In other words, halukyo by Hallel is like omen by broch. Just as we say that omen in a broch, so called omen by kabolis by amonis vorim, that kolein omen achara broche, kilmitzi brochon pildome, just as omen. Kolein omen achara shwe, kilmitzi shwe pildome. So omen by amonis vorim. And kolein omen achara broche, so ki meitzi brochon pildome. So by Hallel, so the response of halukyo is a kabole, is a harmony, it confirms the Hallel. So if somebody says the Hallel, and the one who listens answers at the end of every capital, halukyo, so that's harmonious dvorim, like omin after a broche. So halukyo by Hallel is the same thing. So imo yugodil mikarei say, eine achov halukyo. So the Rav Amiri in Sukkah said as follows. V'moyo godel shu mechuye bidobo mikareis makreisei eine achov halukyo v'af opisho yolo milema shol yitzor chlum. Why does he have to say halukyo? Shemeya keine, so without saying after every capital halukyo, so he should be yitze on the basis of shemeya keine v'af opisho yolo milema shol yitzor chlum shari amchuyev mitziei hoilu chen tfilohu. So again, he equates it with tefillah. So in other words, so the Miri in Rosh Hashanah equates Birkas Shvach V'Idoye with tefillah. Just as in respect to tefillah, the Yerushalmi says, the Halacha of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply, even if he's Mechuyev B'Davar, and he's davening himself because of his own Chiyuv tefillah. And the other one listens, and he's mecham to be yitze. He's not yitze because bidinu sheikol echad veyachad mivakish rachmu latzmei. So birkish vach vidoye bidinu sheikol echad mivorech birkish vach vidoye beatzmei. And then he applies the same concept ligabi halel, just as by tefillah. The halachah of shemei akeine doesn't apply, but if there is omein, so then on the basis of kolayin omein achara broche kilumeitzi brochem pivdomei. So the same thing is true of Hallel, but whereas in respect to Ibroche, so it is Omein that is Mi'ameis the Broche, and it's Kilmeitz Ibrochem Pivdome. So by Hallel it's the Halukyo. The response of Halukyo is considered Kilu Keres Hallel Bifivdome. So he says, but without Halukyo he will not be Eitzi. But let him be Eitze on the base of Shemei Keine? No, we do not say Shemei Keine in regard to Hallel, because Hallel is also analogous to Tfile. So Birkas Shvach V'Idoye is analogous to Tfile, And how is an alayis tefillah? What's the equation between tefillah and birkas shvach v'idoye? What's the equation between tefillah and halal? So I think the pshat is very simple. The Yerushalmi says that ligabi tefillah, we don't apply the aloche. We don't apply the aloche of Shemiyah Keinah, even if he's mechuyev v'idoye. But only if there is a tzibo, and the shliach tzibo davens the tefillah of Kerom, so then he's made see the yochi deinibo. But on the basis of Shemei Keine, the general halach of Shemei Keine doesn't apply to tefillah. Bidinu she kolechol ve'echol mivakish rachmi atzmei. What does rachmi mean? Rachmi means havida shebelev. So tefillah basically is a chiyuv of chivas alovis. It's a chivas alovis, like Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. As the Rambam is chilek on the Rambam. The Rambam says there is a chiyuv deraisa to be mispalel every day. You won't feel it. Midraise. The Ramban says no, there is no chiyuv. However, the Ramban says efsha that beis sorrow one is mechuyev to be mispalel. Why? Because ulov day is zeu avida shebelev zeu tefillah. So according to Ramban, why is it a chiyuv beis sorrow? Because the chiyuv of liov day is a chiyuv of avida belev. What does it mean by avida belev? In other words, every Jew is mechuyev to worship the Ribbono shel Olam with in his heart. So it's a chivas alvovis, but it has an external manifestation. This chivas alvovis of being imid is Hashem, the holy vovay, manifests itself by praying unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu in time of trouble. So basically it's a chivas alvovis, but it has external manifestations. It has to manifest itself by prayer. Beiso. The Rambam Shita is also like the Rambam. That the chiyuv of tefillah essentially is a chivas alvovis. But just as the Rambam says, that if a person is overtaken by problems, by trouble, then he's mechuyev. The Rambam agrees with the Rambam. But there is no human being who is not overtaken by trouble. Why? Is there any human being at any moment in his life who is not overtaken by trouble? And if you find such a person, so is he sheite, that person. If any person will think that he is not overtaken by any trouble, he doesn't have any problems, every person is subject to the pikas achayim, to the elements of nature, and without the chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person couldn't survive even for one moment. So which person in the world is not overtaken by trouble? But some people have the subjective cognizance that they are overtaken by trouble. And certain people are so absorbed in their mundane things that they are not even cognizant of the fact that they are overtaken by trouble. They think they are on top of the world and they have no trouble. They have no problems. So the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam both agree that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble, sores. But the Ramban shita is only the subjective knowledge that one is overtaken by trouble, by problems, is mechayev in tefillah. But if subjectively he's not aware of it, so then he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to be mispalel. And according to the Rambam, the objective fact that a person is always, every minute of the day or the night, is overtaken by trouble, that is mechayev. Him in tefillah. So the chiyuv is a chiyuv salvavis. Because if a person does not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help him in his problems, in his troubles, it means he's not Yiras Hashem. He's not Yiras Hashem. So, but the chiyuv has to manifest itself through prayer. But essentially, it's a chiyuv of chiyuv salvavis. Chiyuv salvavis. So that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. That by tefillah you don't apply the aloch of Shemiyah Keinah, because since it's essentially a chivas alvavis, but it has to manifest itself externally through prayer, so memeila it's not shayach to say Shemiyah Keinah. So everyone must be mispalel himself, must be himself. And the same thing is true of broches doye. Birkas doye, all these broches that the Mishnah mentions in Pirkei Avot, so essentially are chivas avodas. In other words, why does a Jew, why is a Jew mechuyev to say brach birkas idoye anisim mokim shinasu benisim this and that birkas agemo? Because he has to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, so basically it's a chivas avodas. But a Jew will say, all right, I am grateful in my heart. It's very easy, you know, to fulfill chivas avodas in his heart. He's wonderful. He's grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the halacha is that the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to manifest itself. Let's say Bizman Beis HaMikdosh, it had to manifest itself by bringing the korban, korban teiva, but Bizman Beis HaMikdosh itself, v'mal teiva yakrivenu. So it means essentially it was a mitzvah of chivas avodas, but it had to manifest itself externally through a korban teiva. And now Bizman Hazeh, so the Chachomim Mo Misakei, as the Rosh says in Broches, that it has the chivas alvoveis, the mitzvah of inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping him and come out from the trouble in a miraculous way, so it has to manifest itself by explicitly avowing thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's only an external manifestation, the broche, of the Birkas HaGemel. But in its essence, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah of chivas alvavis. So memele, and what is Hallel? Hallel is also the same thing. Hallel is essentially a chivas alvavis. But it has to manifest itself externally by saying certain prokim in tilling, which give vent to the gratitude that every Jew owes the Rebbeinu Shalom for the fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basic fact in the existence of the Jewish people and in the existence, in the life of each and every individual Jew and Jewess. So in other words, so basically, Hallel is a chivas alvoves, but that's the external manifestation. It has the chivas alvoves, the kiyum of shvach v'idoy, what is Hallel? Also shvach v'idoy to the Rebbeinu Shalom for being redeemed. So Nevi'im tiknu al kol perek v'perek and al kol tzor shleitav latzibo v'nigalim imenu. So basically it's a mitzvah of chivas alvoves, of giving gratitude in the heart to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it has to manifest itself externally by reciting certain prokim in Tehillim. It says Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yisyakim Amloyes, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu, Toshim Chotem Kovit. But essentially, it's a chivas alvoves. But this is only an external manifestation. So, for the same reason that the Yerushalmi says, that tefillah, so the aloche of Shemaya Kehine doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? Because bidinu shekol echod ve'echod mivakish rachm latzme. What's the pshat? Because essentially tefillah is a chivas alvoves. Uliovdei b'chol levavchem. Eizeu avide shebelev zeu tefillah. So the essential chiyuv is to worship God internally. In our heart. How do you worship God internally? What do you have to do? It has to manifest itself externally. So in other words, every time a person is overtaken by trouble, so he's mechuyev to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam Shita is, in view of the fact that there isn't a minute in anyone's life when a person is not overtaken by trouble, so memele, he's mechuyev to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least once a day. At least once a day. And if he prays three times a day, so even before the takone, by the oves or the takone, by the Anshik Nesagdeo, or Ovis Tiknum Tzu, or the Anshik Nesagdeo Tiknum. So even before the Takone, there is a kiyum, a mitzvah min amufra, to daven three times a day. Why three times a day? The Neil mentions, three times a day. Erev Beikea v'tzoroyim, or Sicho ve'omo. So in other words, Erev Beikea v'tzoroyim represent the three intervals in the vicissitudes of the human life. So memele, so true, if he davens once a day, so it means he already is a Yetzer Hashem b'chol levavei, in a minimum way. But to do at Mitzvah Namufer, so he has to be mispalil three times. Erev Beikav Itzoroi. So essentially, it's a Chiris Alavis. But it has to manifest itself externally by prayer. So Memeiro, we don't apply the Aloche of Shemei Akeine. Bidinu Shekolachot Ve'achot Yivakish Rachmel Atzmei. And the same thing is true of Birka Shvach V'idoye, because the essential obligation of Birka Shvach V'idoye is a Chiris Alavis. But Chachomim Misake, just in his heart, he will entertain the thought. He's grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will not leave an impression upon his mind and upon his heart. So Chachomim Misake, no, he has to spell it out. He has to give vent to his inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time he sees Mokim Shinasa Benisim, he has to say it. Is only the external manifestation of the internal mitzvah of gratitude unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in Birkas HaGemel, essentially, Bisman Abayis, when there was a mitzvah to bring a Komteido, in Malteido Yakrevenu, so it was a mitzvah of Chivis Alvaveis. But the gratitude, the internal gratitude unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to manifest itself, Bisman Abayis, in the form of a korb. But in its essence, it's a chivas alvaveis. So Chachomim Misakein, that is manaze. So there is no korban. So mele, we should manifest externally this inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for coming out from trouble, for recovering from our sickness, or for being released from a dungeon by saying a certain broche. But in its essence, it's a mitzvah of Chivas Alvaveis. So just the Tfile and Halle also essentially is a mitzvah of Shvach V'idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Yetzias Mitzrayim and for redeeming us. But it has to manifest itself externally by reciting certain prokim in Tehillim. But essentially, in its essence, it's a kiyum of Chivas Alvaveis. So mele is not shayach to say Shemei Akeine. That's the reason as to why the Meiri equates, on one hand, Birka Shvach V'idoye Tfile, and in Misach Esuke, he equates Hallel with Tfile.
Base Tev Yisrael Tov Shem Mel Gimel, January 16, 1982,
3 Shir Kvarus. It will deal not with the whole Bahayoni, which starts with the Mishnah of Arayim Mokim Shinasa B'Nisim in Israel, but the Shia will deal exclusively with the Sugye that invalid on the base of Birkas HaGemel. Now, the reason is that why I decided to discuss that thing here, there are three reasons. One reason is because there is a Chabura among the Rabbein in Yeshiva's base, and even among the Talmidim Yeshivas Brisk, to start now the cycle of the Daf Hayom. This is a very important matter. I mean, even for Nitorah. So Nitorah are supposed to delve in depth in a certain Gemara, but side by side, with delving in depth in one Gemara, so there won't be any harm caused to them. If they'll also learn on the Daf Hayomi level, Shas, in 7 years. So that's one reason. I myself, I'm also a member of the Chabura, but I'm the only one who is very delinquent in following Avida Payom. Everybody else is not delinquent, but I'm the only one who is delinquent. But from time to time, I try to make it up. So, but I also follow up the Daf Ayom. So that's one reason. A second reason is because the sugya of Birkas Hagemul is very much a propos to us. All of us who were here over 2 months ago, when the fire was in the College Hill building, when the fire broke out, and miraculously, so because of a heat detector that was installed over 50 years ago on account of the stringent regulations that prevailed in Skokie at that time. So because of that, it started to ring without a stop. And if not for this, no one would have known that there is a fire breaking out. So, and everybody who was in the yeshiva building on Monday, December and November the 9th. So, Bench Gamel. I mean, I Bench Gamel. You can't give so many alias, but I Bench Gamel and everybody had Kavone to be Eitze and Ensadome. So the Indian of Birkas HaGemel is very much relevant to each and everyone in Yeshiva's Brisk. And it behooves us to delve into the significance of a miracle. Unfortunately, Jews today, they are so accustomed to miracles that they don't even stop for a moment to ponder what is expected of us. If a miracle happens, then the Hashgacha expects something of us. Everything has a purpose. That's a second reason. A third reason, a very important reason as to why I decided to discuss today. Tonight is the 43rd yahrzeit of my father's Zechen Rebrach. Is because the Indian of Birkas Hagemul and the Shittes HaRishenim in the sugi of Birkas Hagemul, as you will see in the course of the Shia, has something to do with what my father said about half an hour before his Ptira. That was 43 years ago. Then it was Rishchei Shvat was then on Wednesday, and Friday was the Gimel Shvat, and just half an hour before his Tire, he said something, a certain aloche, in connection with Birkas Hidoy and Birkas Hagen. And because of that, I want to discuss the Indian of Birkas HaGemul, and in the course of the Shia, I'll mention what my father said. At that time, I didn't even understand the scope of what he said. But later on, I delved into the Indian, into the sugye in Broches of Birkas HaGemul, and the sugye in Broches by Yane Malke, and the sugye in Rosh Hashanah Daf Choftes. So then I understood what my father meant. So for three separate reasons, the Shia today will discuss the sugya of Birkas again. Now, the Gemara Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis in Broche says as follows: Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Arbo Tzrichim Lehedes. Four types of individuals have to express thanksgiving and gratitude. Prakodish Boch Yer De Hayom. Hilchim mitboreis, umi sho yochile v'nisrapei, umi sho yochovish v'beit hasuri. V'yot. Yer de ayom, someone who was making a trip on the high seas, and bizman chazal, it involved much more of a risk than today. But even today there is an element of risk. But of course, the risk today is reduced to a minimum, but there is an element of risk. So, but bizman chazal, it involved much more of a risk than today. So that's one person who has to say Birkas again. Hilchim Midboreis, if someone was making a journey in the midbar and he was exposed to the possibility of robbers attacking him and killing him, and then he came back safely from the trip. So he has to express thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisho yochil v'nisrapei, someone who was very ill. Umisho yochovish b'isasulim, someone who was in prison and then he was released from prison. Yirda hayom inolo, dichsiv yirda hayom bonios. Himoro masiyat Hashem, veima vayam idruach soro yalu shemayim yirda teimis. Veima yochoy kuvianu kishikir veima veitzakol Hashem batzalem. Um to say, Yishla dvore v'yirape, yidla Hashem chazdei. Misho yochovich b'isa asurim, minolam d'chsiv yeish chesh v'yom samobes, and so on. Ve'imeya, yidla Hashem chazdei. So in respect to all these, so there is a chiyuv to vow, gratitude, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May mivorech, what kind of a broche does he have to say? Omar Rav Yude, boru gemel chasodim teim. But that's the Girsay we have now text. But then, there is the Girsay of the Rif, the Kor mentions it, V'nichtav v'tzad, Roshum kav al milei salolu. V'nichtav v'tzad l'chayovim tevei shekmolani kol tev. Rif v'rosh, and that's the way we pass. We don't pass that the broche, the nusach ha-broche is the way it's mentioned in our text. But we pass that the Nusach HaBroche is the way it appears in the text of the Rif. Rif, the Rambam, all the Rishen, Shoktur, Shulchan Aruch. In other words, so he has to say, Baruch HaTo Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaGoy Meile Chayovim Teiveitz, the one who renders good and favors to those who are undeserving, those who are Chayovim, or as the Bais Yosef explains it, it means the one, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who renders favors and good even to those who are undeserving, because it doesn't mean that Ribbono Shel Olam renders favors only to those who are guilty and undeserving, and not to those who are deserving. But the Ribbono Shel Olam renders good and favors even to those who are guilty and who are deserving of a punishment. As a matter of fact, the Ramban Shah Admur, in discussing Schar Veinesh, and in discussing, in the course of his discussion of the question, the baffling query that baffled even the Nevi'im, why is it that there is Tzadik V'Tevlei and Tzadik V'Raloi? So the Ramban mentions the name of one of the Rishenim. He says, the difficulty that bothered the Nevi'im and all the Chachomim, no one really gave an answer to that question. Even Moshe Rabbeinu raised the question before the Almighty. Why is it Tzadik V'Ralei and Rosh V'Tevlei? So the difficulty did not consist in the fact that Rosh is Tevlei. That doesn't present any difficulty. It's very simple as to why we find such a phenomenon that Rosh is Tevlei. Because Racham Oval Kol Ma'asov, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Racham V'Chanon. So he has compassion even on the Rosh, even on the guilty and in the wicked. But the difficulty consists in this paradoxical phenomenon that on one hand we see Rosh V'Tevlei because the Ribbono Shel Olam is Racham V'Chanon, and his compassion is Racham Oval Kol Ma'asov. So we would expect that certainly tzaddik should be tevlei, and still sometimes we find that dafke the tzaddik suffers. So that's the difficulty. But the rosh of tevlei doesn't present any difficulty. So this is the meaning of the broche. Hagoy meile chayovim teves. as the Beis Yosef explains it, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam renders good favors even to those who are wicked and who are guilty, who are undeserving, Sheikh Molani Kolte, and who has rendered favors to me. So that's the bracha. Abaye Omar Ritzorich Liyutuye Kameh Asor. Abaye says that he has to avow this Birkas Hagemu before 10. Dichsiv V'Rimimu B'Kalom. So Kehol Makil is Baruch Hu Elikim. So what is Makil? It's a Kehilo, a Tzibur, a minion of 10 Jews. Mazut Romar Utrei Minaya Rabbonon. Two of the 10 have to be Talmid HaChachamim. Shenemar Uvimei Shaf Skenim Yalilu. And what does Skenim mean? In Zokin Al Mishikon HaChoch Maskiv Lo Ravashe Ve'ime Kul Rabbonon, that he should avow his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of 10 Talmid HaChachamim. So the Gemara gives the Teret, Mi Ksiv Bikal Skenim Bikalom Ksiv Ve'ime Be'asor Oshor Ame Utrei Rabbonon. It's Kashe. How does Marzutre know that the two Talmid Chachamim have to be from the 10? Maybe the Pshat and the Posik, Uvimei Shavskenim Yaluz, that they have to be two Talmid Chachamim exclusive of Itzibor. In other words, altogether there should be 12. 10 ordinary Jews, common Jews, and 2 Talmid Chachamim. So Kash. Now Teisa says, the Avdelechum. And the two mentions the name of Teisves, since it's a suffix in the Gemara, because the Gemara says Ve'ime, and the Gemara gives the Teretz Kashe, so that means that the Gemara was not Machriya Bibrius, that the two Talmid Chachamim are included in the 10, so there is a possibility that the two Talmid Chachamim are exclusive of the 10 Jews, so the male we pass in the Chum. However, the other Rishenim pass in the Kur. Now, what is the machlekes between Teisves and the other Rishenim? So the Primigodim mentions in the name of the Levush says that Teisves Shite is that, and the Primigodim pass like that. Even though here the Shulchan Aruch paskens likule, not lechumre, but the primigodim in his psiche paskens like that. Now we have a aloche, the tzveke the reise lechumre, tzveke the rabbonon is likule. How about isofik in the chiyuv medirei kabole? Now this chiyuv of saying birkas hagemel is mentioned in Tilim. In Tilim kuf zayin, that's divrei kabole. Does it have the chumre of divrei teira? So just as in respect to the reise we say, tzveke the reise lechumre, so a sofik in Divrei Kabbalah, since it's an abaye, it's a sof, the Gemara is not machriya. So memelo, we have to pass the chumre, like Sveke the Raisa is a chumre, or sofik Divrei Kabbalah is likule. So apparently that's the machlekes between Teisves and the other Rishen. Teisves shite is that sofik Divrei Kabbalah is lechumre. That's why Teisves says lechumre. And the other Rishenim will say, Likule, because they hold that Divrei Kabbalah does not have the chemer of Idraise, it has only the chemer of Idrabon. Now, the Primigodim himself asks a kashe from Rashi in Vayikra. Vayikro Zion Kosi Gudveis Imal Toido Yakriven Vihikri Falzeva Hateido Halis Matis Buez Bashemen Ukike Matzis Bishukim Bashamen, Viselo Mubeches Halis Blueis Bashamen, Bashamen. So, Teido is really a Korban Shlamim. But the dinim of Teido are different. Teido has its own unique aloches. Now, regular Shlamim, not Teido, is Nechal Ishne Yomim Vilayla Echot. But Teido is Nechal Yem Vilayla. And Teido requires Halis for mini. So, three mini Mamatzois, not Chometz, and altogether 40 Halis. So, three mini 30 are of Matzo. And 10 chalois are of chometz. Teido, while it is a member in the category of shlomim, but it has its own unique halachas. Teido. So the pasuk says, "Im al teido yakrivenu vehikriv al zevach teido chalois matzis blues bashemen ukiki matzis mishuchim bashemen viseles mubeches." Chalis blue is bashemen, al chalis lechem, chomitz yakrif kobone, al zevach tida shlomo. So then Rashi says on the posik, im al teido yakriveno, im al dvari boi al nes shenasalei, ken yeyode hayam, vehilche midboris, vchavushe beis asuri, vichile shenisrape, sheimtzrichem lehidish, shekosu bayam yedu al ishem chazdei, vnifleis of vnyodom, ויז בחוזיב תיידו אם הלחס מאלה נוד השלום עם הלולו שאל מתיידו הן ותו נסלח עם האום ובניין ואם נכון לא יים ולילה אוקם שמפורש גם וזה גם so it's much more from the pashtus lashon of Rashi that the pshat in posik is im al teido what is im al teido yachavenu if it is offered as gratitude teido means gratitude so for gratitude for what? So it's mashma, so the Primigodim raises the question in Simon Reish Yutes, it's mashma from this Lashon of Rashi that the chiyuv to bring a korban teido if someone who was overtaken by a miracle is a chiyuv midraise. Rashi explains it in the posi kimal teido yakrevenu. So yes, the kashi against Rashi, the Primigodim, because the Gemara in Menoches Daf Piveis says that there is aloha. The Gemara deduces it from the pasuk that koldovo, so koldovo shebechevo is yovi minachum. He cannot bring it from Aiser because there is aloha. Koldovo shebechevo is yovi minachum. What does it mean? Koldovo shebechevo. If somebody made a neder of hareyolai lehovitedo, so then he has to bring it minachum. And it's mashma from that Gemara Daf Beveis in Menoches that only if he made the neder of Ariolai Lohovitedo. But suppose he made the neder of Arizu, let's say he was overtaken by Ines, he was a Chilud Misrape, he was a Hilach Midboris, and he came back safely, or he was Yitzin Bizasurim. So he was Mafrish the Behemah, the Korban, Leiti Dosi. Then, even though it's not Minachorim, so it's a lot. That's how it's mashma from the Gemara. Only first, before the Afroshe, he took a neder of Arilai. So it became a Dovah Shebechevo. Masha'in Kei, if at the very outset, he was mafrish the behemol it idose, through a neder of Arizu, so it's not a Dovah Shebechevo, so it doesn't have to be brought minachum. So it can be brought minamaiser also. It doesn't have to be. But the question is, according to Rashi, so not only when he first made the neder of Ariolai, it becomes a Dovah Shebechevo because he's mechuyev to be mekayem the neder. Even if he was just overtaken by Ines, he was in prison and then he was released from prison. So memele, he's mechuyev, so it's also a Dovah Shebechevo. But if not for Rashi's pshat and chumash, so then we could say that it's only the Rabbanon, it's not the Raisa. But Rashi mentions that Gemara in Broches of Avor Tzrichim Lehedeis, Yedayah Milchem Midboreis, and the Rosh, and I suppose that Rashi is has to be understood in line with what the Rosh says here. The Rosh says that the Etzem Mitzvah, the essential Mitzvah for someone who was a Chilev in Yisrapei or Yotzom B'Sasurim is to bring it up. But Bisman Azeh, there are no components, there is no Bisamigdosh, so the Chachomim are misaking that he should recite the Brocha of Agemo in the presence of 10 Jews. But the basic thing is to bring it home. And from Rashi it's mashma, that it's a chiyuv d'raise. So why does the Gemara say that only if the havas, korban teder, originated at the very outset with the neder of Aryeh life, then it's idor shebechayvo nibon lachum. But if it originated the havas teder at the very outset with the neder of Arizu, then it doesn't have to be brought dafke minachum. But according to Rashi, as long as he was overtaken by Ines, he was Nisakone and he was saved from the Sakone. So he's Mechuyev Midraise. That's the kasha that the Frimigodim in Simon Reish Yutes raises against Rashi. But it's not, he doesn't present any kasha at all. Because Rashi doesn't say that there is a Chiyuv Midraise. It's true that Rashi explains the posi kimal teido yakveben. So that means that there is a Chaleshem Teido in the Korm, and the Korm has special aloches. It has a separate Chalishem, even though it's a member in the category of Shlomim, but it has its own aloches. Shlomim do not require Lechem. This requires four minel Lechem, and three Matzeh, and one Chometz, and it's Nechal Leyim Belailo, like Kochi Kochim, not like a regular Shlomim, Kochim Kalim, that is Nechal, Lishnei Yom Lailechot. So there is a clear Shem in Teido. What is Keveya? This Korm is a Korm Teido. What does Teido mean? Gratitude. Because he's bringing the Korm as an expression and as a token of thanksgiving to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Memele, there is a mitzvah kiyumis of bringing a korban, not a mitzvah kiyumis. In order that the aloche of kol dovo shebechivo lo yovi el nachum should apply, so it has to be a mitzvah kiyumis. When is it a chayv, an obligation incumbent upon the person if the havas hateido originated at the very outset with the neder of Aryeh life, then it's obligatory. But if it originated with Arizu, so then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So this is the pshat in Rashi. Alright, then the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Cholash, that's the gist of this Gemara. Rav Yehuda was sick, v'yispach, and then he recovered. Only gabe Rav Chone Bagdatoye, v'rabona. So Rav Chone Bagdatoye from Baghdad, And the other Rabbonon came to visit him. Amrlei, so when they saw him, after he recovered from his illness, Amrlei, Brich Rachmone di Yavach Nilon vel Yavach Lafre. Blessed is God that he restored you unto us. He gave you back unto us. We didn't lose you. Omalehu, Partinon Yosim Lalidoye. I had an obligation to say the bracha of Agemo, since you said that bracha and I heard it, so mele I am relieved of this obligation of reciting the bracha of Agemo. V'omar abaye boye duye ba'apaso, but the chiyuv is to a vow thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of 10 Jews, and the Makshin didn't know that there were 10 Jews. The Makshin assumed there were just the few Chachomim who visited Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, the Havi Biaso, there were 10 Jews present. But he himself did not say the Broche. I mean, Rav Chone Bagdatoye and the Rabbonon, they said the Broche. He himself didn't say it. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzorir Deone Basrai Ome. That from this, it is that here, when they said that broche, he answered them. So it's mashma from this gemara. It's mashma from this gemara that without onay, so then he wouldn't be it. Now the question is that Rishonim weighs, but there is aloche of shemeya keine. So if somebody recites a certain broche, Reuben recites a certain broche, and Shimon hears it. So then it's considered as if Shimon recited the broche. So without recourse to Omein, he should be Eitzeh. Why does Gemara ask He didn't say Amen, so the Gemara gives the Teretz. He did say Amen. The implication being, if he didn't say Amen, then he wouldn't be Eitzeh. But even without Amen, on the basis of Shemaya Keine, he should be Eitzeh. So the Shenim raised that question. And the two, the Siman Reish Yutes. Vim Birech, Acher, Vim Omar, Baruch HaTorah Adishem Arkeinu Melech Olam Asher Gmorcho Kol Tei. This is the kind of broche that Rav Chonah Bar Detoyer recited. We honor Amen Yotz Divasinu Meferi Koreye Rav Yudah Cholish V'Yisbach Oli Gabi Rav Vune Bar Detoyer V'Rabono Amr Lebrei Rav Chonah Yavach Lon V'Lo Yavach Le'afre Omer Lu Patar Tom Milo Iduye V'Tzorich Le'imar She'Yizkiru Shem Malchus Kin She'omro Bri Chachmona Malko Di Yavach Lon שערי כל הברוך ישריך השם ומלכוס ועסיק דה כישון עמי Now, why does he say ויצורך לימה שהזכיר השם ומלכוס? Because the Gemara mentions the ברוך that was recited by רב חונה בר דתויה and רבנון and he doesn't mention מלכוס. He just says ברי חחמונה. רחמונה is a שם, it's a kinu, but it's a שם. So that's in lieu of הדשם. But yet he didn't say מלך הילם. So you, and they just said Brich Chachmona the Yavach Nuron. So many Rishonim say that he really, the Gemara doesn't quote everything that they said, but they said they really said Brich Chachmona Mored Al Mekule Melech Kol Olam Kule the Yavach Nuron. But because if they just said Brich Chachmona without Malchus, so it's not a broche. There is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says that if the broche contains just Shem, even though it doesn't contain Malchus, so it's a broche. But Rabbi Yochanan, and most Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, says that calls broche Shem bo Shem u Malchus ain't a broche. So Memele, they apply it to the case where he said Malchus. As a matter of fact, the Rav Amiri, the Rav Amiri mentions here, the Raive Chita is that all the broches which are Birkes Idoi that are enumerated in the Mishnah of Oreye, all these, all the broches, they are all Birkes Shvach V'Idoi. Oreye Mokim Shnasu B'Nisim Lui Yisroel, Mokim Shnech Menav L'Izore, and so on. So it's all Birkes Idoi. The whole Mishnah deals with Birkes Idoi. So the Raive says, the Ravid says that all these broches, so he says two things. First of all, he says that they do not require malchus. And the Rav Amiri mentions in the name of the Ravid, how does the Ravid know that the, all the broches, the Birkes Idoi, enumerated in the Mishnah in Perek Korei, do not require malchus? So the Ravid is from Birkes Agena. Here, Rav Chonah Bar Detoyer recited the broches. Brich Rachmone di Yavach Lom. He didn't say, and the Ravid assumed that he didn't say Brich Rachmone Mored Al Mekule, but just Brich Rachmone. And Patatel Al Mulema. So, but he didn't say Malchus, so it's a Raya that the Birkes Idoye do not require Malchus. And the Birkes Idoye do not require Malchus. He has a heter to say Malach Haylom. But he doesn't have to say Malach Haylom. Because all the Birkes Idoye enumerated in the Mishnah and Birkes Idoye are broches of Peshus. It's not obligatory. It's not obligatory. And the Miri mentions in the name of the Ravid. How does the Ravid know that they do not require Malchus? Because of the Gemara of Rav Chonah Bar Detoyer. So he didn't mention Malchus. The Ravid didn't agree with other Rishonim that he did say Malchus. So, and still, Potato Lema. So it's a raya that one can be Mikayim the Birkas Agemo without saying Malchus. Just saying Brich Achmone. This is a Lashon of the Miri. So the Miri says, Upir Shuchach Me'atzofatim, that stasis at the beginning of Perek Korei, that all these broches, the Birkes Idoye mentioned in the Mishnah in Perek Korei, so he has to say Malach Ha'ila. She maskir bo es Hashem ve'ima bo Malchus. Ugdei le'am v'forshim chilkim midobo. Le'imar she'kol ha'broches hashnuyes b'ferik zeh, ein bo'em askoro Malchus. Now, the way the Raivet says, well, unfortunately, the Raivet, he doesn't have to mention Malchus, he doesn't even have to be Masked Hashem. He'll say, Boruch, without mentioning Hashem, like the Brochel, Boruch Shepterani, all right. The Goyen says, there he also has to say Shem and Malchus. But Ramo says that the ideal thing is not to say Shem and Malchus. According to the Raivet, all the Birkes and Goyen do not require Malchus, do not even require Shem. He just has to say a Brochel, of course. Whom does he mean? When he says Baruch, he means the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he doesn't have to spell out Shem, and he doesn't have to spell out Malchus. And why? Because it's a Rishus. That's the Rai of the Rai, the Miri says. Be'rav. Chone she'birach al Rav Yehude. Ki she'nisra pe'brich rachmone di'yavochlon. Di'yavoch la'afre. V'sha'afu potar atzmei v'birkas ha'gimu ban yasomei. So he says, so it's a Rai that he doesn't require Malchus, and it's a broch of Rishus. Then he says, Mutomokim Yejdechim. And Vizu shall Ravu Chone Efshashe Haskoro Malchus Oyeshom, Elosha Talmud Kitzabo. Udaiti Yeshmen Tzriches Haskoro Malchus, Vyeshmen Shenon Tzriches. Vihu Shebirkas Agamer, Hoyo Vihib Besakneses, Vimayim Vasor, Tzricha Malchus, Usho Broches, Shenon Fuyes, Enon Tzriches. So now it's the three shittas. The shita of the Raivet is that all the Birkas Adoyim mentioned in the Mishnah Perikoreye do not require Hashem Malchus. If he wants, lo hifsit, but he's not mechuyav to say. And the whole bracha is only Rishus, including the Birkas HaGemel, even though the Birkas HaGemel is not enumerated in the Mishnah in Perikoreye. And then there is the shita of Teisves that all the brachas mentioned in the Mishnah in Perikoreye and the Birkas HaGemel require Haskore and Malchus. And if you will not mention Haskore and Malchus, so it's not a broch. Not a broch. And then the Miri's own shita is that the broches mentioned in the Mishnah, Horeyim Mokim Shinasu Benisim Yisrael, so it doesn't require Shem and Malchus. Mashenke the Birkas HaGemel, even though it's also Birkas HaGoye, but that is unique. Inasmuch as the Birkas HaGemel has to be recited in the presence of a tzibur, in the presence of a kol, so then it requires a spelling out of Shem and Malchus. Oh. Now, so that's the reason as to why the Torah says, "V'mbirech acher v'oma boruch atah v'shem elokeinu melech haolam, hashav molcho kol tei, v'ono amen yotz, v'gasinam b'ferik, horeye Rav Yehuda Cholish, v'yitpach ol legabe rachmone bar Toye, v'rabonon amru lebirech rachmone yavachlom v'yavach la'afre, omalu patatom l'uduye." Vitzorch leimashi iskiru shem malchus, like teisishim. Kin shom rebrich rachmone malko di yavochlon, sharei kol abroches, tzrich shem malchus, vasikne kishonam, upirei shadeinu avizal, so the Pesiosi points out, the Rosh doesn't say it. Either that the Rosh wrote the tshuve or the Tur, he was the son of the Rosh, heard it bal peh, from his father. So he says, in the name of the Rosh, Upirish Adin Yovizal, Afal Gavdi Shimea Yetze Bishmi of the way Ani Esome. So why did Gemara ask? Volone, and Gemara gives the Teresk, the Korone Ome. Even without Ani Esome, he should be Yetze on the basis of the Aloche of Shimea Keine. Haine Dafke Kisham Vore Chayiv Gamkin Bibroche. Oz Yetze Hashimea Bore Ani Esome. Avloche Kibishem Lo Yochayovim Bibroche Zu. Nikahutzka Hula Ani Esome. Vilechoshi ברוך לבטולה, כי משהם לא נסחיו בו, שהם נוסנו שבח ועידו ילוי מוקים, כי דרב בני אודון, שמשפתם למוקים על התאיב או שמאזמי להם. לפי זה, אם בירך יכול להגינו לעצמי, ושום האחר וכינו לוציס, יוצא בלא ימי אסומי. ואם יכה מלבורך, יש לשתש מלבורך כל בשירת. So that he mentioned the name of the Rosh, that the Rosh has raised the kasha against the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that he had to answer? I mean, why couldn't Rav Yehuda be Yetzeh with the Birkas HaGemel on the basis of Shemei Akeine without Amei? There is a loch of Shemei Akeine without Amei? So the Rosh starts is, if Rav Chone Bagdi Toye had been Mechuyev to say that Broche, so and then he said, well, let's say, if Rav Chone Bagdi Toye himself had been ill, and he also recovered, and then he would say,